This is a Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for Citizens' Council Forum.
Hello again, everyone. This is Dick Morphew welcoming you to another in a series of special reports coming to you from Washington. Today, we're fortunate in having with us the ranking member of the Mississippi Congressional Delegation and chairman of the Southern Congressional Strategy Committee, Congressman William M. Calmer of Pascagoula, and Congressman O.C. Fisher of San Angelo, Texas, another leader in the Southern Congressional group. Gentlemen, very happy to have both of you with us today, and I'd like to start off my questioning by asking Mr. Calmer. I understand that some legislation has been passed recently which probably couldn't have been passed a couple or 3 years ago when the liberals were really riding tall in the saddle.
Well, Dick, I think there's a lot of truth in what you say. We passed in the House about 2 weeks ago now, I believe, what is known as H.R. 3. Now, H.R. 3 might also be designated as a states' rights bill, because that's really what it is. I think it might be well for me, although you didn't ask me that, to just state what H.R. 3 does.
I'd certainly appreciate it.
Well, H.R. 3 simply says to the Supreme Court of the United States, which has been running far afield in recent years, that you cannot nullify constitutional laws of the several states of the Union simply on the ground that the federal government, or that is Congress, has legislated in that particular field. Unless the Congress specifically states in that legislation that it intends to operate exclusively in that particular field. Now, as I said, there's been a growing tendency of the court to crush the sovereignty of the states rendering decisions nullifying state laws simply because Congress had legislated in that field. Now, we go back, we who are interested in H.R. 3, the states' rights bill, to a fundamental, basic part of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You'll recall that the 10th Amendment to the Constitution provides that all of those powers not specifically conferred in the Constitution to the federal government shall remain in the states or the people. And that's all H.R. 3 does. It simply restates the basic principle of states' rights as provided in the 10th Amendment to the Constitution.
By the way, you were one of the authors of H.R. 3, were you not?
Yes, I'm a co-author of that bill, but I think, in fairness and frankness, I should say that The bill was really conceived by the chairman of my Committee on Rules, Congressman Howard Smith of Virginia, who, in my judgment, is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, members of the whole Congress of the United States.
Mr. Fisher, do you feel that H.R. 3 or a bill similar to it would have stood a chance at all of being passed back a few years?
Dick, I rather doubt it. I think there's a great deal in what Congressman Collmer said about the significance of this, the passage of this bill recently. And it had to be under rather ideal conditions to get the tremendous vote that we did. I think the overwhelming victory in the House stands as a tribute to Congressman Collmer and Congressman Smith of Virginia, the two who led the battle that resulted in the victory. Mr. Collmer, the ranking member on rules, one of our most able and distinguished members of Congress, was in charge of the rule before the bill was taken up. It was through his leadership that the bill was made in order, and after that he and Mr. Smith and many others took a leading part in selling the House on the idea that here we had an answer to a very vital problem that has evolved in recent years largely through a succession of decisions by the United States Supreme Court in what has been described as the preemption doctrine. That is of taking over through judicial interpretation more and more concentration of power in Washington to the exclusion of the states where there was any conflict between the two. And as Bill has said, the Constitution, if we have any respect for the Tenth Amendment, specifically says otherwise. This revitalizes the Tenth Amendment. It tells the Supreme Court again that you can't imagine or guess at what Congress intends. It says that Congress intends this. That is, unless there's a direct and positive conflict between the state law and the federal law, the state law shall remain valid and in effect. So I think there's a lot of significance in the fact that the atmosphere was such that we could get that bill passed with a very decisive victory that resulted recently.
Do you think that the passage of the states' rights bill is indicative of the fact that perhaps people in other sections of the country, in addition to the South, are waking up to some of the dangers posed by a series of runaway court decisions?
Yes, indeed. This was by no mean a Southern bill. It was an American bill. The support for it was widespread, with votes coming from all sections of the country. And as I say, I think it was a spontaneous response to a fear that has developed on the part of the general public, reflected in the Congress and in the votes and the debate showed up in this bill of the fact that we are reaching a very serious, dangerous point of usurpation of the state authority and the gradual snuffing out of the rights that the forefathers intended should be retained in the people themselves.
There is another danger that this also presents, and that is something that I'd like to ask you about, Mr. Collmer. We can't be complacent about things yet, can we?
Well, certainly not, Dick, and not by any means. I think we all ought to understand that there is a real battle going on in this country between the two ideologies. One, the ideology of American liberty, the thing that this little group of people who sought refuge in the New World established, the most perfect embodiment of human liberty ever conceived by the minds of men, on the one hand. On the other, this false, and I use the word advisedly, this false concept of liberalism, of the modern liberals. These people who are advocating this concentration of power to which my good friend and colleague Clark Fisher referred, they are not liberals. They term themselves liberals, But they are not of the Jeffersonian school of liberalism.
Just dare to disagree with them and you'll find out how liberal they are.
Quite true. But they would concentrate all of the power here in Washington at the expense of the people and of the states. Now, I wish I had time to just illustrate a little here about some of these decisions that this law would correct. But I haven't got time to go into that. Let me say this, though. I don't know whether the Senate is going to pass this bill or not. We are checking on that every day. We are working with our senators over there. Congressman Smith and I have had several conferences with them. And we are hopeful that they will pass it. But whether it passes the Senate at this session or not, the very fact that the House of Representatives, by this overwhelming majority, passed this bill should serve as a stop, look, and listen sign of warning to this runaway court. And I hope, of course, that they will pass it. But if they don't, the battle will go on into the next Congress, and we'll keep fighting until we do prevail.
Those of us who were encouraged by the action in passing this states' rights bill are probably wondering, what next? Congressman Fisher, what does remain to be done?
Well, as Congressman Collmer has said, it doesn't become a law when the House passes a measure. The United States Senate must act on this. I get some encouragement from the fact that that the Senate Committee on Judiciary has reported out a bill dealing with the Supreme Court recently. It's uncertain as to whether it will be programmed at this session or not, from what I read in the papers. But certainly, you asked the next step. I think the next step is largely in the hands of the American people. And it's a good thing to for the people who know to use every avenue of dissemination of information on this subject, to arouse them to the fact that we have won a temporary part victory. Mm-hmm. And it remains through the force of public opinion, and we don't get much done up here except through the force of public opinion, for the public to be aroused to the imminent dangers that are actually involved, and then make their feelings known to their representatives in the Congress and in the Senate.
Well, gentlemen, I hate to break in now, but our time is all up for today's program. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another in our series of special reports. Our guests today have been Congressman William Collmer of Mississippi and O.C. Fisher of Texas. Till next week, this is Dick Morphew saying thanks for being with us and so long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. The Citizens Councils believe that a nationwide program of education and information is the most effective way to meet these dangers. Each of us has a job to do. Join and support your local council. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.